USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We went through hell, my administration. People were destroyed. Their lives were destroyed. Not one person colluded. They found no collusion, no nothing.
President Trump fires back at Democrats who continue to meet in secret with witnesses on Capitol Hill and push forward with an impeachment inquiry. In an exclusive interview with Hannity on Fox News at the White House, the president telling Sean,
"To me, the word impeachment is a dirty, disgusting word. I didn't do a reason to be impeached. The only reason they're impeaching is because they look at the polls and they see Moody's just came out and said under all three scenarios, Trump wins easily."
Massive damage in Dallas after a tornado hits North Texas Sunday night. People still assessing how much it will cost to rebuild homes leveled in the storm. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
It turns out space exploration on the list of line items the Trump administration focusing on. Vice President Mike Pence setting high expectations for NASA. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the report.
Vice President Mike Pence is announcing that the government is making exploration of Mars a goal for NASA. The vice president saying we need to get back to the Earth's moon.
As President Trump has said, we will return American astronauts to the moon for the first time since 1972. For long-term exploration and use, not only to plant our flag and leave our footprint, but to establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars. With Apollo in the history books, the Artemis mission has begun, and we are well on our way to making NASA's Moon to Mars mission a reality.
The Vice President speaking in Washington, D.C. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump may decide to leave some U.S. troops in northeastern Syria. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
President Trump said some of the troops may stay in northeastern Syria despite what those outside the Beltway want for America. He spoke about his recent rally in Dallas, Texas.
My largest cheer that night was two things. We're building the wall. That's number one. And number two, and probably tied for number one, was we're bringing our soldiers back home. That was our largest year in Dallas. Great place. Great state, Texas. Tough state. They're tough.
This is John Clemens reporting.
The Anti-Defamation League says there's been a historically high number of anti-Semitic incidents in the United States this year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
The Jewish Civil Rights Organization says there were 780 anti-Semitic acts, including vandalism, arson, and distribution of white supremacist propaganda at synagogues and other Jewish institutions, documented during the first 6 months of this year. That almost matches the 785 incidents during the first 6 months of last year. The group's CEO says the high numbers stem from what he calls a rising climate of incivility, the emboldening of hate groups in America, and widening divisions in society. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.